in this is that you guys get to sing some congregational hymns while sitting down. Isn't that fantastic? Let's go. Can remain seated.
Cue the transitional music, it's drunk.
Great, thank you.
On one night long ago, in a place far away, a baby was born on the first Christmas day. His name was Jesus, a teeny wee king, and he came to the world to change everything. Let's go to Bethlehem and see the baby that came to love you and me. Come to the stables and gather around the manger where baby Jesus is found. Come, all you children, and hear this story of a tiny baby who would grow into a king of glory.
Mary and Joseph were tired and sore. They had traveled all day and then some more. Finally, they arrived in Bethlehem town, only to find there was no place to lie down. The hotels were all full. There wasn't a bed for Jesus' poor mother to lay down her head. The baby was coming. 'Twas so late at night. Dirty and ragged, they made quite a sight. They asked a kind man if they could sleep in his hay, in the barn with the animals where the cows and sheep lay. The man showed them a spot. It was warm and dry, and Mary and Joseph sat down with a sigh. And they slept for a while the stars shone, and waited for morning for night to be gone.
While it was still dark, Mary woke with a start. The baby was coming, she knew it in her heart. So it was in that barn on that cold, dark night that Jesus was born and then wrapped up tight. As he lay in the manger where the animals eat, a sheep came and nestled his tiny wee feet. And even the smallest creatures gathered around while the tiny new baby made small little sound. And the dark, dark night wasn't dark anymore, as the light of a star shone through the stable door.
Continued both day and night.
When angels appear, the good news is clear. The beautiful little Savior of the world is here. They shouted out loud that the new babe was found in a manger with his family gathered around. The angels sang songs which gave God all the glory, because God is the beginning and end of our story.
There were shepherds whose job was to take care for the sheep. It was very late and they were fast asleep. But they didn't sleep for long that night, because the star and the angels were shining bright. The shepherds were scared, they weren't quite awake. But the angel said, "It's good news, for heaven's sake. A baby is born. Get up. Come and see. This news is the best, the very best that can be." So the shepherds ran off, and their animals too, and they saw for themselves that the good news was true.
King Harold was scared. This new king was here. He called for the wise women and gathered them near. They set out to search up high and down low, following the star that showed where to go. They brought gifts for the baby as anyone would. Gifts of gold, myrrh, and frankincense. They gave what they could. The wise woman found Jesus in a stable. She kneeled down before him and prayed by his cradle. The time came for them to go home. A different path was chosen, as the angels had shown.
Eli.
Turn it on.
Turn it on. It's a great list.
Help.
That's it. No one slept on that first Christmas Eve.
The child was so special, no one wanted to leave. They sang praises to God for sending such joy.
In the form of a new and perfect baby boy.
That God loves everyone, including... Wait, that's me. The stars kept on shining so the whole world could see.
That God loves everyone, including you and me.
Tonight is a time to sing and say.
Thank you, God, for what happened that day.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed.
The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay.
The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.